3-0, entity of 212, complex.
DPS, go. Inco, go. PUS, go. Surgeon, go. Booster, go. Copy that, we have a go from you guys.
This is Talking Sound.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome once again to the Talking Sound Podcast, the only podcast on the internet where negative 10 is a number to be desired. Today on the Talking Sound Podcast, we are actually here in the home studio, and we're going to go over some basic tools of audio engineering. Now, nowadays, tools range. They go all over the place. And they go everywhere from analog tools to digital tools, from hand tools to tools that are fully digital that are just a microphone in a room. And to start off with, let's go through just a few of the basic things that you would need if you were called to a general stage call. If you were called to a general stage call, most of the time it would be come in blacks. That means black pants and black shirt. Ready to work, ready to disappear into the scenes. Some companies prefer that you come in steel-toed work boots. Some companies actually prefer and necessitate that you bring a hard hat. However, the general rule of thumb, the general tools that you will have to bring with you are a pair of work gloves. There are some companies that literally will not let you work without that. In addition to that, a crescent wrench. Crescent wrench is good for all kinds of useful things like your truss bolts, lighting, video equipment, getting things on and off truss, cheeseburros, all kinds of stuff. Also, just good for whacking things. So, a good general tool to have. Always have one with you, whether it's a large one or a small one. This is by far not my travel size when I actually have my trusty old work bag with me right now. This is the bag that I take to all installs and diagnosis of sound systems. So this, as I said, is a tool that I always have with me. You know, you never know that you're going to show up and have to get up in the flies or something like that and start monkeying around on truss. And lo and behold, you need one of these to help you out with a clamp or something else. So a C-wrench, absolutely a necessity. In addition to that is a decent Leatherman. Leatherman is ultimately important. It is your general work tool, your knife, your pliers, all kinds of stuff. This is a nice one by Gerber that I use on site all the time, and it's got lockable features, all kinds of things on it, scissors, bottle openers, which, believe it or not, comes in handy for the occasional seltzer on set at a corporate AV gig whenever they got the fancy waters. But most places will have you bring a multi-tool, and in addition to multi-tool, I always like to have a flashlight. Myself, a nice powerful LED light works fine. This one right here actually came with my Gerber. It's made by Coast. And the thing that I love about this, it's actually got a theater light on it. So it's got a gear light that is red that lets you blend into the background, isn't garish, things like that. So those are two tools that you should definitely have with you at all times whenever you show up anywhere. They will help you strip cable, help you screw and unscrew things, be able to get into nuts and bolts that you need to get into, as well as tightening quarter inch inputs and the like. So that's another general tool that you always, always want to have. And now, those are the general tools that working on site somewhere, someone would have you bring with you. You know, a multi-tool as well as a flashlight and a crescent wrench. Those are the typical tools that you have to bring with you. Add to that work gloves, possibly a hard hat, other things that we discussed previously. Now, getting a little bit more in depth, whenever you're talking about going in and running sound for house at a show, or running sound on stage, even going in and doing an install or doing a diagnosis of a sound system, let's get into a few of the more intricate tools that you would need for that. Now, never do I leave the house without a pair of headphones. Ever, ever. I always have a pair of headphones with me. These are just a simple pair of earbuds right here that I use all the time. for phone conversations, things like that. They are not a colored set of headphones. They aren't Beats, anything like that. I don't highly recommend Beats for mixing. They sound great. They sound epic. But the problem is you're really not hearing the true definition of the audio that you're trying to mix. You're hearing a colored version of it. So you really want things to stay as pure as possible. You really, really want things to sound clean, proper, and always have the proper connection. So a standard set of headphones. In addition to that, always have the adapter kit that goes from, eighth inch to quarter inch, because most of your professional soundboards will not have an eighth inch adapter. They'll only have quarter inch. So having the quarter inch adapter along with your headphones is helpful. Now, personally, that's just, as I said, one set of headphones that I use. In addition to that, I have a pair of big boys that live in this bag, a set of Sennheisers. And I love these because they already have the headphone and the quarter inch on it, as well as a threaded eighth inch. So if you need to go from one to the other, you can switch between them comfortably. But these are great. They have perfect isolation. So you put them on and you can hear next to nothing from the room outside of you. That's one of the things that you really, really want to look for in a good pair of headphones, is proper isolation, assuring the fact that, everything that you're hearing is what you're hearing, and it's not creeping in from the outside environment. Now, whenever you're mixing a live club, things like this are important. I see a lot of guys out there in the field, and they mix without them. That's perfectly fine. You know, like I tell people, the headphones aren't to mix the room with. They're to let you know if there's a problem. There's only so many things you can tell with that groovy PFL button on a soundboard, where it's literally, you know, moving in sync with the audio. And with a pair of headphones, you can use that PFL and not just see the level, but you'll be able to hear if it's crackling or popping or anything like that. And those are the things that are important to the quality and maintenance of a show. And whenever you're diagnosing a sound system, those are the things that you're looking for. What's popping? What's crackling? What's giving us whines? What's giving us RF signals? Things like that. And it can be really, really tough, even with the best of ears and the best of diagnostic skill, to actually come through and find those things without being able to PFL or pre-fade listen to them individually, one at a time. So on that note, let's stick with that for a moment. And one of the huge things that I bring with me all the time whenever I'm mixing audio, not necessarily for corporate events, but anytime I know I'm going to have music involved, be it a DJ, what have you, I always bring my ear filters. And these little jobbers are beautiful. I love them. They are made out of poly rubber and comfortable as can be. They tuck right into your ear. And right outside, there is a small little metal diaphragm. If you take a look here, you can see the small little metal diaphragm on the inside of that job. And what that does, let me set that down right there. What that basically does is it filters all of the extreme highs, the extreme lows, leaves everything else there. Now, earplugs are great. They're fantastic. I don't quite like them. I feel that they muffle things way too much. Whenever I can, you know, hear my own voice inside my head, I'm not too partial to it. At that point, to me, getting close to subwoofers, things like that, it really starts to increase the pressure in the ears for me. And I'm pretty sure that that's sound science. But the trick to the diaphragms on these is that it filters out the extreme highs, lows, all the crazy mids that are there to damage your hearing. These are used specifically for wood and metal shops, so you can have a conversation with your tool partner across the table from you while you're pushing a piece of wood through a bandsaw or, you know, something like that, and still be able to have a conversation without screaming like crazy to try and get over all of the crazy noises that are happening around you. So these, as opposed to earplugs full on, are ear filters. And I highly, highly recommend ear filters for anybody out there mixing. People have laughed at me because I've used them for years. I want to say I've had these for actually close to a decade now. And it's because you can take them apart, clean them, all that kind of stuff, and actually get inside, maintain them. They cost about $15 to $20, depending on where you purchase them from. I want to say I got these at a mom and pop Ace Hardware off Congress Street in Maine, in Portland, actually, where I used to live. But everything from bluegrass to rock and roll to heavy metal to DJs, I have used these for, and it's mainly to assure the fact that what I'm hearing is what I'm hearing, and to assure the fact that ear fatigue is not fully setting in. Ear fatigue is a huge, huge thing that you have to worry about, guys. And it's just like having a crossover with your speakers. You know, having a crossover, make sure that certain frequencies are going to certain places. And that is what increases the lifespan of your speakers, you know, as opposed to a 10-inch speaker pushing bass waves that it's not supposed to push. You designate those bass waves to one section. Same thing with your ears. If you can keep those damaging frequencies away for as long as possible, you'll keep the tinnitus away. You'll keep the little bats of, you know, shushes and whines that you start to hear after years of operating, really, really to a minimum. And at that point, you can really start to change the game a lot, you know, whenever you're talking about running sound for 20 years and still being able to hear a pin drop across a room. It's because of things like ear filters. So that is a tool that is invaluable, invaluable. Now, getting a little bit deeper, something that you always want to bring with you or at least have on site is a talkback microphone. Mainly, not just so you can talk to the talent, things like that, talk to techs on the down low, but it's also a testing device. Having a properly tested XLR cable and microphone is key, because then at that point, you can really narrow down whether it's a bad cable, a bad microphone, a bad snake, or a bad input on the snake, because you have a cable that you know that you have tested to be good. This cable right here gets tested with regularity. And when it gets tested about every couple weeks, something like that, before I go out on a gig, I know that this cable works. If I start hearing a crackle in a soundboard or something like that, I can pull out my cable and know without fail that this cable works and works properly. Having a microphone that does the same thing, totally invaluable. And I carry a 57 because it's a generalized microphone. You use it for tabletops, recording, instruments, all kinds of stuff. It's low profile, doesn't have the big ball that's going to get smashed around, all that kind of stuff. Just keep it in a nice case with the cable. You know, it's nice and easy to carry. But at that point, you always, always have something that you know is a good signal that you can test things with. On top of that, if you notice on these, there are some nice little property tags there. I highly, highly recommend that you invest in property tags. I have them for all my businesses. Here's some for Austin Hot Mods, some of the little logos on holograms. And this really helps you mark your gear, helps you know that's mine. Hey, dude, you're walking off with my cable. And if you notice, even right here on my XLR cable, there is a property tag right there for you. So I follow my own rules most of the time. So there you have it. That is one piece of testing gear. Now, another piece of testing gear that is invaluable, the cable tester. These little guys right here are beautiful. They cost between about $30 to $300, depending on what you're wanting to test. They're starting to come out with a lot more that have USB functionality, HDMI, composite, even BNC connections, SDI connections, things like that for multi-use people like myself who do both audio and video in the field. This right here is just a small Behringer CT100, tiny little job, but invaluable nonetheless. It's got optical inputs for Toslink. It's got RCAs. It's got MIDIs. You know, just about anything that you would have in your standard studio. Both of these connections here do both balanced and unbalanced cable, as well as XLR. And I don't think there are actually batteries in this right now. It's been so long since I've been out on a diagnostic call. But these things right here will save you gobs of time, guys, especially whenever you're going through cables, going through regular maintenance, trying to figure out what was what after a show. You know, it always happens that you don't have time to tie knots on the end of the cable or write NFG, you know, things like that on a piece of tape on both ends so that you know it's a bad cable. These right here will actually let you know. And on top of that, this version actually will send out a pulse tone. So you can actually, if it's connected on one end, you can actually turn it on and be able to test the connectivity to the other end without ever touching the other end of it. So it's great. It's fantastic. And it's literally a small little hash field of LEDs that pops on and shows you which parts are working, which parts are not working. I can't tell you how many times I have seen shows go awry because in the middle of a show, a cable that wasn't tested suddenly got plugged in and, you know, you got to start rambling again and get back to up on stage and get it switched out when 20 seconds with a cable tester before it even hit the stage or before the show even started would have let you know that your cable was good or not. So cable tester is highly important to have with you regularly. Speaking of testing devices, we have numerous testing devices in here. One of them along those lines I always carry with me is your standard continuity tester. And I mean, this is literally the fact of weak battery, but basically so you can tell immediately whether or not a connection is good. Failing one, you have a pulse tone to tell you, yes, this connection is good. Unless you test microphones, you can test the ohmage on guitars, all kinds of stuff to make sure that things are functioning properly. Now, this isn't necessarily a tool that you would have with you all the time. Like I said, this is my typical diagnostic bag. So this has a lot of things in it. One of the things that you never, ever want to be without, excuse me, gaff tape, board tape and a Sharpie. Board tape and a Sharpie is invaluable, as well as a pen and a piece of paper. Those things right there will save you every single time, guys. Every time. They keep you from forgetting what inputs you're dealing with, going from stage to booth. You know, they let you mark everything the way you need it to be marked so you can tell what every single cable is, input and output. I actually just got done here today in the home studio getting a new Skype rig ready with some fantastic help from some of the people who have been listening on our Patreon. Thank you so much for you guys donating. And used this unendingly, this and my label maker, which is actually over there. I'm not going to go off screen again to find a tool. But these things right here are invaluable, and you have to have them. They have to be in your booth. If not, you have to carry them in your backpack just to make sure you have them and you're ready to label anything at a moment's notice. So pen, paper, tape, Sharpie. Sharpies are literally the gold of the audio industry. Like, you don't bring a Sharpie back, you owe somebody some cash or a couple cigarettes or something like that, man, because that's just cold as ice. This is what we mark everything with. So, moving right along, we have some other fun tools here that I keep dropping out of my groovy bag. This is one of my favorites. Right here, Bosch makes them. They're about $35, $40 at your local hardware store, and it's a laser distometer, y'all. This laser distometer right here actually shoots a laser beam out and tells me that, bam, that camera is exactly 5 feet away from me. It is 5 feet away. So, you know, it's great. You can use this to get instant measurements on your room, be able to figure out your cable runs, how long of a snake you need, all kinds of stuff. But more importantly than that, what this can help you do is actually get the cubic measurements of your room. And as many of you know who are live engineers out there, the cubic measurements of your room are how you start figuring out the resonant frequencies in a room. Once you know the cubic volume, you know the distance squared from the point of speakers to the back of the room, back to the speakers, you know the slap back, and you can start figuring out resonant frequencies from there. So, wow. That's a mouthful, y'all. But one of the many reasons to have a laser distometer on you. Recently, I started carrying this with me everywhere. I got a Pelican. I highly recommend that you invest in your tools. We're huge on that on this show. Investing in the tools that you need, because the tools that you have are not only are a reflection of what you can do, but they're a reflection of you as well. And, you know, being able to have the tool that you need when you need it. I'm not saying, you know, you have to carry around a tool chest with you, but literally this stuff is enough to fill up one section of a backpack, you know, one small handbag right here that you walk into every show with your cup of coffee. And you'd be surprised the comfort level that it gives you whenever you have the tools on hand that you need to get the job done, quite honestly. And now those are some of the typical tools that you see on a job site all the time, where you're walking around, you know, there's just a few of them there. You can see them down on the camera angle. And some of the great stuff here. For the last few minutes, I actually want to clear all of this out. And I want to talk about this. The beauty of modern technology and a cell phone and tablet. Cell phone and tablets have recently become the mainstay of the industry. And by that, I mean, they basically take over all of our tools. One of the tools that I would typically have here that I didn't show is an SPL, a sound pressure meter. And the main reason to have one of those is so that you know the actual decibel that you are pushing from your sound system. A lot of places, like right here in Austin, Houston, Texas, Portland, Maine, where I used to live, have very, very strict audio laws, believe it or not. And once you start pushing a sustained decibel level for a certain amount of time outside in public or where the public can hear it transiently with a, you know, with regularity, they really start getting on you and you can start getting fined. And believe it or not, sound guys, quite a bit of the time, that fine rolls straight over to you. I know just a couple years ago, there was quite a bit of hoopla about that in Houston. So, just something to keep in mind. Now, not everybody can afford a fancy, you know, $200 SPL meter or even an $80 or $60 one with weights on it, you know, where you can ABC weight it. However, just about all of us nowadays have a handy smartphone with us. Now, if you come onto the smartphone here, you can see I've downloaded a couple apps. I actually have them right here in my AV app section. And one of my favorites is Audio Tool. Now, Audio Tool is great. You can see right there where it is actually giving you the full-on SPL of the room. It's giving you the sound pressure level right there of 80 dB, as well as giving you a nice multiple graph of peaks in the room. So it's great. You can actually see quite a few things that your normal RTA software would give you in place of that. So, you know, being able to use things like this live, and believe it or not, guys, with modern technology, with the advent of these small super duper microphones, things like that, man, this stuff has gotten accurate. It has gotten really accurate, and I've seen it actually, this right here, this audio tool program that I'm talking about, actually cost, if I'm not mistaken, right up around $5 in the App Store for Google, something along those lines. So, it's not horribly expensive. and it puts it right there in your pocket. In addition to that, you know, you can go through some other apps I have here are Pinout, which I absolutely love. As someone who builds cable, you can actually go through and you can see that it gives you all of the different pinouts of audio cable, you know, what they're supposed to look like, all kinds of stuff. So, you know, screenshots from that are great. Everything is right in the palm of your hand nowadays, and to not have it at your disposal. Quite honestly, this is one of the reasons that I got a smartphone, was simply for things like that. I didn't absolutely need one for answering my emails. My BlackBerry was just as good. I actually preferred it because of the security measures on it. It had range beyond belief. However, with smartphones nowadays, you can get some apps, things like that, that really, really can change the way that you are doing your job live and that you're going about your regular maintenance of a gig. From frequencying your speakers and microphones to checking audio levels, and even with some apps, controlling projectors. I know Barco has an app for phones and tablets where you can actually dial into the network with the Wi-Fi and be able to control the projectors and overlap and overlay them and do your gridding with your projectors right there on your smartphone. So it's absolutely amazing. The tools that are at your disposal nowadays are beyond belief. So with that, while you're online looking all this stuff up, checking out where you can go on and buy the tools that you need, buy things like that, please make sure to stop on by and visit us, www.talkingsoundshow.com. That's where you can go and catch all of the episodes. We actually just recently launched a brand new service for all of you out there. We know that there are a lot of stagehands that listen. There are a lot of riggers that listen. There are a lot of audio engineers, video engineers. So what we have started is actually, as far as I know, the first freelance index where you can go online and find companies in your local area that hire freelance AV engineers. Now, if you go on and don't see your area covered, that means that we haven't gotten to you yet. Please, please feel free to use the contact form down there at the bottom. Let us know if you know of an AV company that we don't know about, which believe me, I'm sure that there are plenty. Let us know so that we can let the AV techs in your area know, you know, so that if they're trying to just come to the area for a month or two, they can pick up a gig. If they're trying to move to the area, it makes it so much easier for them. While you're there also, please, make sure to check out the episodes. We have a brand new video player that we're absolutely loving from HeroCaster, and they're fantastic. It's a great new way to share all of the media with you guys. Also, make sure to join up. Our Talking Sound newsletter is starting up. Get all of the updates, all of the latest industry news from local manufacturers, national distributors, Shure Microphones, Mogami, Rupert Neve, all of the best right here on Talking Sound. We have numerous new RSS feeds coming up. In addition to that, everyone, once again, please, please visit us on Patreon, www.patreon.com/talkingsound. There you can help contribute to the cause. We've already had one person who was nice enough to help us with an HD upgrade for the regular studio and this studio as well. We also just had somebody help us out with Skype, helping us out. So it's fantastic. You know, just the little bits of gear here and there that we need to make sure that the show is up, running, that we can give all of the media to you guys that we need to be able to give to you. Go to Patreon, check out our page. And with that, everybody, I'd like to say a big, deep thank you. Huge thank you to all of you out there listening, all of you that subscribe to the blog and check out the articles, everything. It's because of you guys that we do this. So please keep tuning in, keep reaching for 11. And until next time, everybody, we'll talk to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Down.